Welcome back. In this lesson, we're going to build a warp jungle mid-base in Ableton Live 12 using only stock devices, and we're going to keep it beginner-friendly, practical, and super usable in real drum and bass workflows. The big idea here is simple. Instead of trying to design some massive bass sound from scratch, we're going to take one basic bass source, warp it into audio, shape it with Ableton's tools, and turn it into something rhythmic, gritty, and full of movement. That's the kind of bass that makes a DNB drop feel alive. Set your project tempo to around 172 BPM. That's a really solid jungle-friendly starting point. Then create three tracks and name them clearly so you stay organized: drums, sub, and mid-bass warp. That small workflow habit saves a lot of time later when you start editing and automating. On the drums track, load up a breakbeat or even just a simple kick and snare pattern if that's all you have right now. The point is to give your bass something to react to. In drum and bass, the bass should feel like it's answering the drums, not just sitting underneath them. On the sub track, keep things simple. We'll come back to that in a second, but for now just know that the sub should stay clean, mono, and controlled. The warped mid-bass is going to handle the movement and attitude in the mid-range. Now for the source sound. The easiest beginner route is to use a stock instrument like Waveedable or Operator and create a short, punchy bass note. You want something simple, not huge. Try a low note around F1 to A1. Keep the envelope short, with a quick attack and a medium decay, so the note has a nice hit without dragging out too long. If you're using Waveedable, start with a basic saw or square leaning shape. Add a low pass filter, and keep the cutoff fairly low, somewhere around 150 to 300 Hz. You can add just a tiny bit of drive if it needs more edge. The goal is not perfection here. The goal is to make a solid, usable bass source that will warp well. Once you've got that note, the next step is to turn it into audio. That's important because warping works on audio clips. You can freeze and flatten the track, or resample it onto a new audio track. Either way, get that bass note into audio form so you can start slicing and moving it around like a breakbeat. Now open the audio clip and make sure warp is turned on. This is where the fun starts. For a short, punchy bass source, try beats mode first. If the note has a longer tail or more tonal movement, Complex Pro can also work well. But as a beginner, beats is a great starting point because it keeps things tight and rhythmic. Zoom in and line the start of the clip up with the grid so the first transient lands cleanly. Place your warp marker on the attack if needed and listen carefully against the drums. If the bass feels late or smeared, nudge it until it locks in. Indeed, NB, tight timing matters a lot. Even a cool sound can feel weak if the groove is off. A really useful starting setup is warp mode set to beats, preserving transients, transient loop mode off, and then adjust clip gain down by a few dB if the clip is too hot. That gives you a cleaner starting point and makes the processing easier to control. Now we're going to chop the bass into a phrase. Think in phrases, not just notes. That's a big mindset shift in jungle and DNB. You're not writing a melody line in the usual sense. You're building a rhythmic conversation with the break. Try a simple two-bar idea. In bar 1, place two short bass hits on the offbeats. In bar 2, let one note stretch longer, then add a short stab at the end. You could also try hits around 1.2, 1.4, 2.2, and 2.4, then a longer note in the next bar followed by a small cutoff hit. The exact pattern is flexible, but the feeling should be clear: short statement, then reply. Leave space around the snare on beats 2 and 4. That's really important. If the bass is fighting the snare, the groove will collapse. A lot of beginner bass lines fail because they're too busy. In DNB, space is power. A small gap can hit harder than another note. Now let's shape the sound with stock devices. On the mid-bass warp track, at EQ 8 first. If your warped source has too much low end, high-pass it around 90 to 140 Hz and let the sub do its job. You can also gently reduce harshness in the 2.5 to 5 kHz range if the warp created brittle top end. If it needs more presence, a small boost somewhere around 700 Hz to 1.5 kHz can help it speak through the mix. After EQ 8, add saturator. This is one of your best friends in DNB because it adds harmonic content and helps the bass cut through fast drums. Start with drive around plus 2 to plus 6 dB, turn soft clip on, and then lower the output to compensate. Always level match as you go. Loud is not automatically better, and saturation can trick your ears into thinking something sounds more exciting just because it's louder. Next, add auto filter. This is where you can create movement without adding more layers. Try a low pass or band pass filter, Then automate the cutoff between roughly 200 Hz and 1.2 kHz. A little resonance can make it sharper and more animated. This kind of motion is perfect for jungle and roller basses, because it makes the sound feel like it's breathing with the track. After that, add compressor or glue compressor if the bass needs more control. Keep it gentle. A ratio around 2:1 to 4:1, with a medium attack and release, is a good starting point. You're not crushing the life out of it. You're just stabilizing the movement so it sits properly with the drums. Finish the chain with utility. Set the width to 0% if you want the core bass to stay mono and focused, and use the gain to match the level with the rest of your track. For DNB, keeping the low end disciplined is a big deal. Wide bass might sound impressive in solo, but mono-friendly bass usually works better in the mix. Now let's separate the sub and the mid properly. This is one of the most important parts of the workflow. The sub track should be simple, clean, and steady. Use operator with a sine wave, and write bass notes that follow the root of your phrase. Keep it mostly below 80 to 100 Hz. Minimal processing is best. Maybe a utility, maybe a very light compressor if needed, but don't overcomplicate it. The MID bass warp track should be high-passed so it lives above the subzone. That way the warped character stays in the mids and doesn't muddy the bottom. This split is what keeps the bass powerful in a DNB arrangement. The sub handles weight. The mid bass handles attitude. A quick test is to mute the sub and hear if the mid bass still has shape and presence. Then mute the mid bass and check whether the sub still carries the groove. When both are on, they should complement each other, not double the same space. Now that the sound is working, let's add movement with automation instead of piling on more effects. A lot of beginners try to solve everything by adding more devices. But in DNB, automation often gives you more impact than extra layers. A simple 4-bar automation plan could be this. Keep the filter mostly closed in bar 1, open it gradually in bar 2, push the saturator drive a little in bar 3 for extra aggression, then pull the filter back down in bar 4 to reset the loop. That kind of shape keeps the phrase evolving without losing focus. You can also automate small utility gain moves, but keep them subtle, maybe 1-2 dB at most. If you want a more jungle-flavored feel, automate short bursts of movement around fills rather than sweeping constantly. That feels more like chopped break energy and less like generic EDM motion. Now, let's talk arrangement. Even if we're only building a loop, it helps to think like a full DNB drop. Imagine a 16-bar section. The first few bars can be filtered and light. Then the bass comes in with a warped phrase. A few bars later, you introduce a variation, maybe one extra bass hit, a small pause, or a slightly more open filter. Then before the next section, you strip it back or add a little turnaround. That one small variation is huge. If every bar is identical, the loop gets flat fast. But if bar 4 or bar 8 has a stop, a cutoff, a fill, or even just one missing note, the whole phrase feels more intentional and musical. A really useful beginner habit is to duplicate the clip and make tiny edits instead of rebuilding from scratch every time. In DNB, speed matters. Fast variation is often more useful than constant reinvention. If you want to go a little further, you can try duplicate versions of the bass phrase. Make one version with tighter, shorter hits, and another with longer notes and more open movement. Alternate them every 2 or 4 bars for instant call and response. You can also try switching warp modes between clips, with one clip in beats for punch and another in complex pro for smeared movement. You can even use stutter moments by duplicating a tiny 1/8 or 1/16 slice at the end of a bar. That's a super simple way to fake more detailed editing and make the phrase feel more alive. One more pro teacher tip. Don't overclean the bass. A little roughness in the 500 Hz to 2 kHz range can actually help it read on smaller speakers. If you make it too polished too early, it can lose the grit that makes jungle mid bass interesting. So here is the workflow in plain language. Start with one simple bass note. Turn it into audio. Warp it tightly. Chop it into a rhythmic phrase. High pass the mid bass and keep the sub separate. Add EQ, saturator, auto filter, compressor, and utility. Automate the cutoff and maybe a little drive. Then make one or two small durations so the loop feels like it's moving. If you can get one warped bass loop to hit hard at 172 BPM, you've already learned a real DNB workflow that you can reuse in drops, breakdowns, and switch-ups. That's the win here. It's not about making the wildest sound possible. It's about building a repeatable process that sounds right in context. For practice, try this on your own. Build a 4-bar jungle mid-bass loop using only stock Ableton devices. Keep the sub separate. Warp the mid-bass. make at least one variation in bars 3 and 4, and automate the filter or drive. Then export a short loop and listen back. Ask yourself one simple question. Does the bass feel like it's talking to the break? If the answer is yes, you're on the right track. And from here, you can take that same workflow into heavier drops, darker rollers, or full jungle arrangements.